With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Farm to free market is a big part of what growers do, but the market to farm is just as important. That was the message at the Washington Policy Center's second annual Farm to Free Market Dinner from former New Zealand Parliament member, the Honorable Maurice McTeague, who says government reform there 3 decades ago gave agriculture a real shot in the arm.
They had to reform everything. It wasn't just agriculture, and that was one of the lessons learned, is agriculture cannot be reformed in isolation, because they reformed the entire government and made it so that markets were able to play more strongly, and then the government didn't have to employ as many people, and there were major, major savings, and they were able to turn the country around.
The WPC's Maddie Clark says not everyone was on board.
There was a lot of hesitancy. He brought up the fact that he experienced some of the knocks, and it was a hard transition, but in the end, farmers are better off.
Clark says farmers who once got $12.50 from the government for a lamb were getting over $100 per lamb from the market.
One of the stories that can be told is if you offered a New Zealand farmer government support, they would kind of run you out of the room. They don't want it anymore because they're better off. It was hard, but they're better off there.
Clark says that's what the free market does.
That's one thing at WPC we love to focus on, is the free market. How can markets do it better, make our lives better, give more societal benefit?
Listen tomorrow for more on this free market message and how trade here needs to be addressed in the months ahead.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.